Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Nitzavim Vayelech. This week's Parsha, in the very beginning of the Parsha, we learn about the mitzvah of tshuva. And it's of course clear why we need to read at least Parshat Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, V'haya ki yavo'u eilecha kol hadvarim ha'ele habracha v'akala asher natati lefanecha v'ashevota el Hashem el elavavecha b'chol ha'goyim asher hidichacha Hashem elokecha shama. There will come a time when we are going to experience all the brachot and chas v'shalom, the klalot that we heard about at the end of last week's parsha, and we are going to see that how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us out of Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to think about it. And v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom ata uvanecha b'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha. And it's there that we'll do tshuva, where we'll obey Hashem and we'll do everything that Hashem commands us, we and our children, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. And then, v'shav Hashem Elokecha tshvutcha v'richamecha, v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher fitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama. God will then bring us back, and He's going to have mercy on us. He's going to gather us from among the nations where we were scattered. And then, pasuk dalet, im yihyeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha'shamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha, u'misham yikachecha. That even in Chutz Laretz, wherever we are in the diaspora, even if it is at the ends of the heavens, even if it's B'Kzeh HaShamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back, He'll take us from there, and He'll bring us back. And the Pesukim continue, V'Heviyachah Hashem Elokecha El Ha'aretz Asher Yarshu Avotecha V'Rishta V'Yitivcha V'Hirbacha Me'Avotecha U'Mal Hashem Elokecha Levavcha, etc. The Baal Shem Tov asks a very simple question on Pasuk Daled. The pasuk says, "Im yihyeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha'shamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha." The pasuk said that if you are dispersed, even if you're dispersed, shall be at the ends of the heavens, Hashem will bring you back. The Baal Shem Tov asks, "That's not the way the pasuk should have read. It shouldn't have said, 'Im yihyeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha'shamayim.' It should have said, 'Im yihyeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha'aretz.'" If the dispersed are dispersed at the ends of the earth, not at the ends of the heaven. Our dispersed are located all around the world. We're not located on Mars. We're not located anywhere else. We're located in, throughout the heavens. We're not located. We're only located in the earth and around the heavens. Again, it should have said im yihyeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha'aretz. It shouldn't have said im yihyeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha'aretz. The Baal Shem Tov answers a very beautiful answer, which is really a prerequisite for tshuva. The only time that a person can come back to Hashem, the only time that a person can be inspired to come back to Hashem, I may dare say the only time a person can be expected to come back to Hashem, is if they still have heavenliness in them. Im yihyeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha'shamayim, says the Baal Shem Tov, wherever you are, as long as Shamayim is still in you, you can come back. We've made mistakes this past year. We've been sent to four corners of the globe. But Hashem can still gather us back and we can still be inspired to come back if we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us and we still love Hashem. And it's that first peace, that first spark that we need in order to do tshuva. In a similar vein, Rabbi Soloveitchik in Harare Kedem Simin Lamed says a very similar idea, that the reason why Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is very strange. It is the first 2 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and yet there's very little tshuva mentioned on Rosh Hashanah. There's very little. There's no Ashamnu Bagadnu, there's no Chatanu Lefanecha. There's even a machloket rishonim about whether you should say the first line of Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. There's even a question. Why? Because it's Rosh Hashanah. The question is why? And perhaps one can suggest, as Rabbi Soloveitchik says in a slightly different way, Rosh Hashanah, the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is not the tshuva of Yom Kippur. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is a wake-up call. It's not tshuva gemura yet. It's a change in direction. It's bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu into my life. It's malchuyot, zichronot, and chofrot. It's how lucky I am that Hashem is my judge. And it's a recognition that since He is my judge, I need Him. I need Him, and He loves me. There's Hashem before the chait, but there's also Hashem after the chait. He still wants me. He still desires my return. He still wants me to do tshuva. That's a very similar idea throughout Rosh Hashanah davening, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, and how fortunate we are that Hashem judges us. And that's perhaps the same idea we mentioned in the Baal Shem Tov a moment ago, that in order to be able to do tshuva, we have to have that sense of love. We love Hashem, we belong to Hashem, and perhaps and that's why Rosh Hashanah perhaps precedes Yom Kippur. A very similar idea, I think one can suggest, comes from a Medrash Rabbah in Bereshit. Bereshit Rabbah Parsha Chaf Bet, related to Cain and Hevel. The Torah says that after Cain killed Hevel, the Torah tells us, Vayetze Cain Milifnei Hashem. And the Medrash says, where did he leave from? Mehechan Yatza. And the Medrash describes a conversation between Cain and Hevel. I'm sorry, between Cain and Adam HaRishon, because they both committed Averot. So the Medrash says, Paga bo Adam HaRishon, that Adam HaRishon met Cain. So Amar Le, so Adam HaRishon says to Cain, Ma na'aseh bedincha, what happened in your judgment? Adam HaRishon, in other words, I sinned, you also sinned, what happened to you? Amar Le says Cain to Adam HaRishon in the Medrash, Asiti tshuva venit pasharti, I did tshuva, and everything worked out. I worked it out, so to speak. Hitchil Adam HaRishon mitapeach al panav. Adam HaRishon began knocking himself on his face. Amar says the Medrash, Kach hi kocha shel tshuva, vani lo hayiti yodea. That's the koach of tshuva, and I didn't even know. And the Medrash continues, Miyad amad Adam HaRishon ve'amar, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat. It's a Medrash in Reshit Rabbah, and Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat, of course, is Tehillim Mizmor Tzadi Bet. And there's two questions. First of all, how is it possible that Adam HaRishon didn't understand the power of tshuva? Cain understood, and Adam didn't understand. Number two, so fine, as soon as Adam understands, what does he do? He writes Mizmor Shir. Very strange. Why would that be the first response and reaction of Adam HaRishon? Rav Gedalia Shor, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, on Parshat Ha'azinu, says there's a difference between Adam and Cain. Adam didn't have a father. Cain had a father. Cain had a parent, and he knew what a parent is. Adam never had a parent. Adam HaRishon did not know what a physical or natural parent is. And so he couldn't understand the power of tshuva. What does that mean? That means that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is really twofold. On the one hand, He's Malkeinu. On the one hand, He's of course our King. How could I approach my King? It's very, very hard for me to approach my King. But on the other hand, He's Avinu Malkeinu. He's our parents, He's our Father. And we have that relationship with Him. And we know the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, Av shemochel al kvodo, kvodo machul. A parent is allowed to forego their honor if they so choose. Cain understood that. Cain understood that a parent, as angry as he or she might be, can forgive. Adam didn't understand that. And it was that component of tshuva that Adam didn't understand. He loves me. He cares about me. He wants me to return. Cain understood that. And that, perhaps, is the reason why he wrote Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat. All week long, we are avadim to a melech. We are avadim to a melech, and there is, to some degree, a certain distancing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on Shabbat itself, we are His children. we feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That love which we should feel all year round, all week long, we feel it more on Shabbos. When Adam HaRishon understood what it was like to have this kind of parent, he wrote the Mizmor. He says, yes, Shabbat is the kesher between us and Hashem. There is a kesher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about me, loves me, and I'm able to do tshuva. In Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zocha to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires that we do tshuva, desires that we return, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we should have a Shabbat Shalom and a Ktiva V'Chatima Tovah.